There's a sort of robot revolution happening in parts of Japan. Automated, computerized mechanisms replacing people in jobs. Japan has just under 127 million people. That population is shrinking and aging. Shrinking partly because of a low birth rate, aging because the life expectancy continues to go up. Will robots be an effective solution to the challenges this creates?
I can finally talk now.
Here and everywhere. Who you ask? Maybe it's more of a what.
Today, current local will be rain.
Machines of all kinds. Moving beyond the fun and the trendy, many Japanese scientists say a robotics revolution is underway. Some experts predict within just a decade or two, nearly half of the jobs in Japan could be done by robots. A practical answer, perhaps, to a shrinking and aging population, with 1 in 4 Japanese over age 65. My mission is to meet these new robot citizens and figure out exactly how they fit into an evolving Japan. So, we begin here. Meet Churi, my personal robot in Japan's first hotel run mostly by robots.
Good night, rest well. Tomorrow morning.
No, really, right from when you enter.
Welcome to Hanel Hotel. I will confirm your check-in information.
Will Ripley.
You can put your reservation name.
Got my room key. So 264.
Process is now complete.
A robot checks you in. It's your concierge.
I'm really hungry. Can you recommend a good place to get lunch?
There are many restaurants inside the park where you can enjoy a wide variety of dishes.
There's a ridiculously slow-moving robot porter.
We're really moseying along here.
Facial recognition technology lets me into my room. Machines even handle the dining experience. This all may seem a bit odd to you, but this vision of the future actually seems to work in Japan. In America, I grew up with movies like The Terminator. But here, people are used to machines, even friendly for them. And while it's amusing to have a velociraptor at your service, is this really what all robots will eventually look like?
Hello, my name is Erica. May I ask your name?
My name is Will.
It's nice to meet you, Will. Let's learn a little about each other. To start off, where are you from?
I'm from the United States.
Ah, the United States. I'd really like to try a hamburger someday, haha.
From human-like robots to something a little more robotic. Back in Tokyo, I made a stop at MJI, the company that created Tapia, a robot assistant for your home. It's kind of like a smartphone, but more approachable and friendly, modeled to be a companion for the elderly, especially those living alone.
Do you think robots like this will be as popular as cell phones?
Yeah.
Why?
In Japan, robots are very familiar to us. So, actually, in the childhood, robot is a hero. Robotics friends.
These creators are taking the first leap, innovating in a country that's continuing to test the boundaries, to push the limits between humanity and technology, and in the process, redesigning the modern city.